a lady that lived on the house that was standing across the road, they'd gone to try and get into a shelter and they were machine gunned as they were going. All the windows were out and the drawers and stuff were in the middle of Fitzwilliam Street and, you know, everything was black and sooty and filthy. And my mum was in the backyard trying to shake a peg rug and a policeman came and said, "What do you think you're doing?" And she said, "I'm trying to clean up the mess." And he said, "There's a £500 incendiary over the wall and it's likely to go off, clear off. You've got to get out." Fitzwilliam Street was just one mass of rubble and flames. Looking down the street and seeing all the flames and all the houses that had been knocked down, it was really quite bad. A lot of people didn't get a chance to go to shelters because they were bombed and that was it. There was a jeweller's shop and there were two old ladies that used to keep it. And I didn't see them, of course, but neighbours had asked them to go into shelters and they'd refused. But in actual fact, they were found dead in the entry with a torch on, obviously trying to make their way, and they were both killed. And I do know for when they cleared, when they did it, whatever they did with the bomb, I don't know. I heard it said that people used to walk down Fitzwilliam Street and often find a piece of jewellery that had, you know, been scattered with the air raid from this jeweller's shop. We went to High Store School, and we slept on the floor there for about 6 weeks, I think. Yeah, it was full of people. We slept on the floor in classrooms. About the only thing I can remember is that for some reason we had my mum and dad's eiderdown with us that was familiar, you know. Mm-hmm. I seem to recollect that a lot of the mothers tried to get stuff together to form a bit of a party for the kids, so that we must have, you know, coped with Christmas somehow or other.